Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin Ezra Show. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Olin Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to the 83rd installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. Make sure to check us out on the website, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, all linkable through the OlinEzraShow.com, and call the goddamn comment line at 313-254-4260.
Now, wait a second. You can't be so angry and filled with hate because didn't I see today that it was your bad that it was down in the first place?
It was. Not only was it my bad that it was down, it was John Kay that made me discover it. Anyway, it's a great show today. We got special guest co-host John Kay from the infamous Bad on Fire.
The K stands for Kraken.
Yes, it does. Today it certainly does.
And he does. Danny pointed it out. He's got this flask the size of a toenail loaded with Kraken.
It's like a midget's flask. That's what little people drink out of.
We also have local hip-hopper Jay Dunn here, Jay Dunn Aviator. These guys are some very, very, very hardworking people, and they're doing everything and anything they can to get their name out there. So they're definitely doing a respectable hustle. We'll ask them some questions, listen to some J Dunn music here in a little bit. Also, make sure to check out our show April 2nd, 2010 at the Rack and Roll. We're going to have Misery. It's not the Misery Show. It's Misery Show. Okay, I just want to make sure. We have Misery Show, Auto Vector, Conniption Fit, yes, and the ever infamous
Boff.
B-O-F.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
I think I'm more excited about that show, like as far as any Olin Ezra live show, than anyone so far.
What about May 7th with the pills?
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's right. But let's hold.
She knows what she
that's
said.
That's a close second.
let's hold off and keep the excitement for April 2nd because
yes.
I can't wait. Amber Cat from Conniption Fit is thoroughly excited.
For the girl-on-girl makeout session.
I heard about those.
Steve, you missed out. Danny was literally spanking Amber's booty while Phil the intern was sitting in your seat just looking dumbfounded.
She painted a pretty good mental picture of what occurred that day, I can tell you.
The girls were out.
They
were.
It was amazing.
Nipple slips and all.
So what's funny is that Big Baby Pete missed that.
And that's a good thing. That is seriously a good thing.
So anyway, enough of this bullshit. Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
This is a mixture that was suggested to me by Travis, by the way. Shout out to Old Chicago Tavern. We played a gig there, and Trav made me on tap a black and blue. Now, the black and blues are, you're supposed to do this if you can on tap at a bar, but you can also do it via bottle like I did today. Pour a good, maybe a little over half, roughly three quarters of your glass with Blue Moon. Take a spoon, turn that over, and shower the Guinness over the top of that.
What sits
at the top before it starts to mix, you know?
It's what a suspension.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh.
Now, as you start to drink it, it'll start to mix a little bit, and it's almost like that, like the everlasting gobstopper. You get, like, one particular flavor, mm-hmm. another particular flavor, and then it all ties together. And
one is the amount for everyone, and one is enough for everyone.
Yes. Ultimately, the snozzberry.
The gobstoppers,
like
not the beers.
Yes.
Several beers are required.
Are enough for us. Danny tried a little bit earlier. Got her to take a sip. She's all about it.
What
it's called the black and blue.
What's the alcohol ratio in that? Do you need to consume less beer or?
No, because like Guinness, first of all, like various styles of Guinness, anything they make, even that Harp Lager, you're looking at like a 4.6, often 4.5. Not that high of an ABV, but however, the Blue Moon is 5.4. To 5.6, even some of them. So when them two mix, Guinness, have you ever just drink Guinness separately by itself, enough of them? It's kind of a slightly different buzz. There's something weird about it.
Let me tell you about my Guinness experience. I've had two Guinness the whole time I've been alive. Once when I was 18 and I was like, man, this tastes like crap. The next time, I was like 25 and I'm like, all right, I'm going to give Guinness a second go because maybe I'm older and more sophisticated now. Yeah. And then I was like, no, I need Miller Lite and PBR.
Yeah.
Well, what were you drinking it out of, though? What were you drinking the Guinness out of? Was it a bottle? Was it the stout can?
Did they have
can?
The rocket
it
the widget?
It was a can. It was the can with the little plastic ball.
Yeah,
in it.
That was it then.
Yeah, the widget.
Oh, no, that's the other bottle.
It's an acquired taste, man. A lot of these micros, too, you got to kind of, I've surfed my way through them, and you find things that are better than others, but this called the Black and Blue, in particular, winds up being a pretty good mix of alcohol content, great flavor. I'm only really on the second bottle of Blue Moon, same bottle of Guinness, and it's going down pretty good.
All right. We got Jadon coming up in a minute. First, we got Magnano's topic. I want to go over real quick before we bring Jadon in and bust out a track. So what are we working with today, buddy?
A couple different things, man. I wanted to throw a couple quick dates out there. One is this Friday at Jacoby's, if anybody wants to come hang out for
Amazing
that.
Amazing venue.
I love that place,
dude.
Oh,
for sure we'll be there.
Not to cut you off, but...
No, I know.
When I was playing shows back in the punk days, it's incredible. You packed that
place.
Upstairs,
right?
Absolute blast, yes.
Oh, man.
Jacoby's is great.
You know they just redid that whole upstairs. It's all, like, supposedly wood floor, all kind of, like,
really?
Grain. Yeah, wood grain panel and stuff.
That's awesome.
But I'm sure we'll spend a lot of time downstairs in the beer garden.
With Mom.
And then get up there and hang out. So that's this Friday night. And then just quick shout out to Cass Solo, by the way. April 9th is his Picture Perfect hip hop show out there. The OE logo is in effect. He said there's like 5,000 flyers that they had printed up,
by the way,
out there for this.
Beautiful. Thank you,
April
Cass
9th
Solo.
At Picture Perfect, no doubt.
All right.
So it's a couple things real quick, one of which is the whole this whole 2010 census. Is just about pushing me to the point of snapping.
By the way, real quick, I need to make a confession to everybody out there listening. There's a blue box on the census. It's the first box that you encounter. You just have to fill out that box. I put 2, and I mailed the census back in.
That's what we did, too. Yep.
Same thing.
No names,
none,
socials, none of that shit. Just, yes, this dude lives here.
That's right.
You know what, though? Like, everyone's up in airs about it, but everybody posts their entire personal fucking lives on Facebook.
Well,
what's the big deal about answering
exactly.
10 questions?
Well, funny that you say that, because by the way, the Facebook was started, in fact, by not the CIA, but like a conglomeration of the CIA and privately contracted companies.
Counterintelligence. CIA has their hand in other businesses
build,
that then go and start corporations and companies like Facebook. And
which was,
like
yeah,
that.
The whole
so
point was to create a database full of profiles.
If you're in the CIA and you're pondering, how do we get people to profile themselves?
World control.
Boom.
Farmville.
MySpace. Facebook.
we'll let them run farming simulators and pretend that they're in the mob.
Which, you know, like, whatever.
But
I'm
guilty.
I get it.
I'm a Facebook whore.
Well, no, I get it.
I've updated
it,
twice since sitting in this chair. And it ain't bullshit.
Like, I understand, like, a Moulin Levé all day. Come and get them, bitch. If you're coming for me, you're coming for me is one thing. I don't particularly care what info is out there. It's the level of control in which they plan to exert in the near future that kind of upsets me. So, like, census, they've hired hip-hop artists, rock bands to write census songs. And they're pushing.
Wow. That is...
I'm sure Fall Out Boy is
dude,
all over it.
Probably. Or Weezer.
Good Charlotte. They need a comeback.
Yeah. The Census Snuggie.
The Census here. Snuggie.
Nice.
By
free Snuggie.
It's got the questionnaire on
Rivers
the front
Cuomo.
Of it.
Rivers Cuomo.
Oh, nice.
It's like, hey, guys, fill out the 2010 census. So they it's on billboards. It's and more importantly, like the government loves to invoke the Constitution when it fits their agenda. Mm. Otherwise, they've dismantled it and pissed all over it and set it a fucking flame, you know? So it's like currently, by the way, the forefathers wanted you to take a census. It's in the Bill of Rights. We want to take toll and also they can come around and they have to also collect information on illegals here, just not report them.
Look,
so the census includes. Are you an illegal alien?
Yes.
Okay, boom. Like, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They should start in Arizona.
The funny thing the funny thing about all of this is they're putting these census collectors out. I haven't seen any. But
some, dialing that back a little bit.
But some
remember the story.
Now, if you notice, if you were to look at a map and see the areas and the concentration of these census takers, it's not completely uniform. They're not fanned out all over. They're mainly focusing on poorer communities and things of that nature. But either way,
the top part, the top eye of the pyramid wants to know what the whole bottom is built out of. No doubt.
The bottom is taking a crap, smoking a bowl, and smearing it across my kitchen.
And don't
that was
forget,
you outside my window?
Don't forget the story, which was, I think, last spring, the census taker in Texas that was shot and killed, so they said.
Good time. So, any other relevant info
but,
other than avoid the census?
Yeah, President Obama has already lost two of his final four selections in his bracket. That was headline news today.
That is headline. Okay,
that's important.
That is important.
We need to know about that.
I'm really pissed that
news
on the politics thing, though. I'm really pissed that a president has become a celebrity.
Somebody
needs
to
be a president.
I've never seen like in any other president like where you can open up like Us Weekly or OK Magazine on a daily basis and find out like what the Obama family ate this week,
right?
Or like what their workout plan, what the, you know,
right?
Like, I guess you gotta really pick your battles here, and I'm gonna let this whole war like blow over. So Nightline recently ran a story with Martin Brashear, the same dude that interviewed Michael Jackson and then hacked up his interview.
Violent J, calm down. Violent J, calm down, please.
What he did was, and even like Jackson attorneys came out and said, wow, that dude really edited that interview to make him seem like he's like an elite criminal and this and that. And sure, whatever you believe about his child diddlings, he definitely edited that interview to push it in that direction. But so this Martin Brashear interview with the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, this, I didn't hear about this.
Once again.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Once again, tries to pigeonhole them into taking all the credit for anybody that should do anything in the name of horrorcore. So there's more murders. There's two kids, purported juggalos, wind up just murdering, stabbing to death, like these people, and ICP gets called right away for an interview.
Dude, okay. Okay. Violent J has a painting that my brother did hanging in his mom's great room of ICP and my brother looking up to them. They're like his
no
idols.
Shit.
We played the main stage at the Gathering of the Juggalos in 07. We played the
Carlos did?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we're very tight with them. And they are self-made fucking millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We talked about that numerous times.
They are fucking incredible. You can hate them, you can love them, but you have to fucking respect what they did.
While completely avoiding, except for the whole Disney thing, which Jay will tell you, he didn't really expect that to go too far anyway to begin with.
No,
he was surprised they got as far as they did.
There was somebody trashing the clowns on Facebook, and everybody's opinion entitled to their opinion, which is what the show's all about, so trash away. But yeah, the stuff with ICP being related to Disney, it kind of didn't work.
No, and actually that's what launched them into becoming millionaires.
Yep.
If they did not get dropped by Disney, they would not have gotten national publicity.
It made them like, because people were suddenly afraid of them. You know?
Overnight. Like, Disney dropped these guys? Why?
Why would Disney drop them?
Yeah, and immediately the media's all over it. And they're like, that's why we're kind of not too pissed about the Metro Times blog.
I said that, actually. I said that they're going to become Michigan's most hated band, and everyone will have to go and see Boff.
The Fool.
So, I mean, sure, they're totally devoid of major label support. Still, to this day, the biggest sellers of marketing online.
It's unbelievable.
They make more than any fucking band.
What they've done
label.
Is they've given kids without an identity a sense of identity in a way to something that they can relate to. And
Scrubs.
Bring people to feel a part
Scrub
of their family.
Life.
You can never hate somebody for building a fan base that's as rabid and cannibalistic as the Juggalos, man. It's unbelievable.
So like Shaggy points out in this interview, he's like, you're just talking about bad apples, man. He's like, them kids that went out in the name of like Juggalos and killed people, you probably need to be talking to their parents, not us. And that's the whole thing with them. They want to try to like label or
now,
throw them into that
paint the
category.
Picture, Jay.
They're
and Shaggy
in full paint,
full
sure.
face paint, and at one point, Violent J goes, "Dude, I'm sitting here, in
face paint.
right?
Like, how serious can you take me?
Right?
There was three stories on that Nightline The ICP one was the lead. Let's take a look at their other two stories. One was Hybrid Animals. The other one was the Coffin Academy, a death cult in China that practices putting on their own funerals and telling the family, yes, you're welcome to your son's or your dad's funeral. So people show up for these funerals, and it's like this big fake celebration of their death. And the Hybrid Animal story was about a liger, essentially, but also the fucking around of genetics and the science behind creating hybrid species. I'm like, dude, that's a fucking crime of nature, first of all. You're talking about, like, crimes before fucking nature. Coffin Academy death cults, but no, a couple dudes in face paint are responsible for a juggalo murder. You know, when you weigh the option of that whole fucking nightline out, it's all fucked.
It all comes back to personal accountability. No one wants to take accountability for making their own fucking decision.
No.
Nobody does. I got hurt. I'm going to sue. I got, you know, like...
Call 1-800-US-LAWYERS.
Right.
1-800-US-LAWYERS. That number again, 1-800-US-LAWYERS.
It's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. Look at yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself the truth, no matter how painful. Say, you know what? I'm fucked up and I killed people.
Yeah.
Put me in fucking jail. Put me in jail.
The human psyche, man, especially coming up, can be so fragile. And like, sure, the parents are your lead point of reference. And like Shag, like Jay and them are saying, you know, at that interview is like, you need to be interviewing the parents, not us. And like, I understand that, but sure. I mean, there's no science.
Bet sales went up for them.
That's what I was going to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Millions and millions and millions of disheveled teenagers watched them be demonized on TV.
If they hadn't heard of them there, they probably did.
They just found out.
And I thought it was very interesting how I picked up a copy of the latest Real Detroit, and there is a full-color, full-page ad for Bang Pow Boom.
Oh, yeah. They've been...
Very, very...
The latest Real D.
This week.
That album came out.
No,
in
there's
September.
There's a new. There's
it
a
was
new,
planned that they had this interview crazy. And they got this.
There's like the Bang Pow Boom Plutonium Edition coming out. So, what do you say we flip it up real quick? Make sure to check out TourOfferFM.com with our good friends of the show, Origix and DC at 89.3 FM, WHFR, and online at WHFR.FM. Also, their 8-year anniversary is coming up. April 24th with Jay Dunn, who we're about to hear in a minute. So what do you guys say that we listen to get into a Jay Dunn track?
I say we do it.
Let's do it. All right, we're going to play a track, and then we're going to bring Jay Dunn into the booth.
The Reaper, the Reaper, the Reaper,
Jay Dunn.
The Reaper, the Reaper, the Reaper, the Reaper, the Reaper, the Reaper.
We're going to get into this track called The Reaping.
The Reaper,
but first... Let me get a little personal with you. I got a story to tell. All my life I talk with a stutter. Just like my granddad, the father of my mother. I used to sit back and always wonder, never understood why every word that I uttered was no good. Up to no good, the kids teased me. If I cried in front of them, that would show that they beat me. So I cried alone, it appeased me. But in the long term, I always felt uneasy. Believe me, this pain cut like the deep sea. How can something done so easily bother me so easy? But this world needs me, so I'ma speak if need be. Perceive me, the petty past is beneath me. I'm moving up the ladder, ask George and Weezy. The flashbacks still get underneath me, so I remain cool the way the breeze be.
The reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping. Beware of the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping. Beware of the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping. Beware of the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping. Prepared for rappers since I was 15. You can't change me. People tried to rearrange me and gang me, but they don't know where my aim be. Besides, check God, he don't tell no lies. I done been in groups, didn't sound like him. I done been in booths and with the towel on them. Studios torn down, one taking them out. Who that MC you thought Jay was talking about? In the kitchen right now, writing this down. The game can't change me, see I'm fighting it now. They say hip hop's dead, but it's just sleep. Comatose, but they're wake up, call it's me.
The reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping. Beware of the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping. Beware of the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping. Beware of the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping, the reaping.
I'm young, black, into rap.
my mission. Spitting facts, ripping tracks, listen to tracks. Understand why I act the way I act. Understand why I rap the way I rap. I understand that they want us trapped in a trap. I was born with pressure on my back. People scared of me cause my skin is black. Don't want me to win cause my skin is black. Wanted me to sing cause my skin is black. Been there, done that. Time to paint a new picture. Beat everything that beat me like Twan Fisher. Now I'm a fisherman, looking for official men that's doing what they can, willing to take a stand on the water, in the air, or on land. Don't ever say I can't. Jay Dunn will, Jay Dunn can. Stepped out the mental quicksand. It's essential. I am what I am. Make the planet Earth understand.
The reaping. Beware of the reaping.
Yeah,
all right.
Jay Dunn.
Yes.
And Izzy, right?
There you go.
Welcome. So how's it been going, man? You guys work your asses off.
Man, every damn day. I'm telling you, I got shows, and I don't even know the actual dates of them. I just know that I got to have my ass there, you know?
Now, do you book all your shows yourself, or do you have a manager?
I actually have a team. Aviator Entertainment is my team, and they book everything. They represent me.
That's the way to go right there, man. I'm so tired of being responsible for shit. Yeah, I just want. Can't I just show up?
I couldn't do it all by my damn self at all.
But you really can't, man. That's why it's good, like, to fire up your network. You got people you know you can trust to work with and get out there. It's what we do with the show and our groups and all that. It's just a network that lights up a grid, you know?
Yep.
Where does the aviator thing come from?
The aviator thing pretty much comes from, taking flight. No, not just pretty much, man, just rising above. You find a sound that you like and you want to take it to the next level. So that's pretty much what we about.
You guys are the engine that flies the craft.
Exactly.
You're the Leonardo DiCaprio of the hip hop scene.
I would say Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah. Just a Lindbergh.
Don't lose your baby.
Yeah.
It's much more respectable to be the Charles Lindbergh than the Leo.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You see Shutter Island?
It's pretty good. Oh, yeah, I saw that movie.
Well,
yeah.
Crazy shit.
So does Aviator represent only you?
Aviator represents everybody pretty much. I mean, it's not just about me. I'm trying to tell everybody that the same way that I'm taking flight, they can take flight too, you know?
Are you the only artist under Aviator production?
Yes, currently now, but we're all always looking for the best of the best, you know? The creme de la creme.
How long you been doing this for?
Man, I've been spitting lyrics since I was 15, so I'm 27, so that's 12 years. Now, seriously, I've probably been doing it for about 3 years now. I just figured that I couldn't look myself in the mirror without knowing that I gave it my all, you know?
Awesome.
What did you, man, because I told you, like, that Bullfrog show that we played where Jaden was, like, I really dug it, and it made me wonder, and good thing you brought this up, and I have asked people this when I thought it was worthy of the question, but you're talking at 15, and you're spitting and working on stuff. What kind of stuff are you listening to at that point? That's like, you know, grooming your mind to want to do that.
Man, just...
I don't want to say, like, what are your influences, but I just mean, you know...
Who am I listening to?
Music, whatever, poetry.
At that age...
What made you say you had to do that yourself?
I was all about Nas, man, really.
Oh,
man. Real talk.
What happened
to
Nas, dude?
I mean, I don't know.
He married her.
You heard that new shit, man. He went off on some New World Order shit is where he went.
Illuminati, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, but no, pretty much Nas, man. I really looked up to him, his patterns, his style, man. It was just
that. Yeah, that dude kind of changed the game a bit, too.
The damn album covers, everything, you know?
Now, he writes all his own music, from what I understand. Am I incorrect in that? Do you also write your own music?
Yes,
as well?
All of my music is written by me.
That's awesome.
Damn.
And you guys, one of the things about you guys that I've noticed, you know, through the last, I'd say, maybe 6 months, year that we've known each other, is every time, every show that you go at, you always draw somebody.
You know it,
you know,
man.
What I mean? Because I see a lot of acts that roll through, you know, and they just act privileged, like, oh, I'm here, I'm at the show, okay, where's my crowd? No, there is no built-in crowd, you know? You got to work and, like, pretty much struggle for each person to come out to a show, and that's really respectable. You know that every show consistently, you guys have your people coming out and supporting what you guys are doing.
Well, it's all about building this Aviator movement. You know, we're trying to get as many people involved as possible to just love this music for real.
So now, upcoming, you got the Zone's 8-year anniversary party.
You know it, April 24th, PJ's Lager House.
Yeah. Oh, okay, PJ. Yes. So not Simon's.
Lager House.
And Lager, have you guys been to the Lager House?
Yes, I have ripped the Lager House before. Nice. Yes, I have.
That is a sweet venue. PBR, $2.
Now, where you got you pretty consistently? Izzy gets up on stage with you, right?
Nah. Oh no. Izzy is the man behind the door. I mean, he's pushing buttons and making it happen for me. You know. But no, on stage is pretty much me, and I got a couple other crew members like Detroit City and Strife. So I got a couple team members.
Get on stage with any live musicians, or it's
currently no. That song that we just heard, Reaping, that was actually live. Izzy played the drums on there. Actually.
What?
Yeah.
No, right, so on. You're a drummer.
Yeah, I dig the music.
I'm all for live sound, man, for real.
It really makes the hip-hop experience, I think, a little bit more organic when you can throw a musician on stage 100%. Behind you.
You got 100%. Groups like The Roots out there and some people that still put down that real hip-hop shit with producing it live. Yeah, I mean, it's a little more of an experience.
I know it's huge, but Jay-Z.
Jay-Z still, he got behind his live, sure. They got behind it.
Blueprint 3 album. that's actually an album that I'm listening to and I'm studying, you know? So you asked me about that. That is what I'm listening to now, actually.
Now, would you said you like Nas, man. What do you say? Illmatic or Stillmatic?
That's a good question. It's a couple songs on Stillmatic that I like, but Illmatic is what set it off for like me. I mean, you got the real New York State of Mind. You got Life's a Bitch.
Right.
Those are my songs. You know.
Yeah. They got there's a ton of, I think every track on Illmatic I listened to several times. Stillmatic, not the same story. There were some songs on there.
I'll tell you another thing that just grabbed my awareness and threw me in the direction of wanting to write. Ooh, bro, I'ma give it to ya. I'm like cocaine straight from Bolivia. Some of that first Wu-Tang shit, man. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yep. Wu-Tang. Damn it. Tang forever, yep.
And then all broke off, and even that solo stuff still kept me that whole time, man. But
I saw a Venn diagram recently for the Wu-Tang Clan. It was just two separate circles, and it said things to fuck with, and then Wu-Tang Clan. Put it on a t-shirt.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Nope. Wu-Tang's good times, and they're still, man, I guess Ghostface released something not too long ago, and there's...
Man, and it's so productive.
They're still so releasing material almost 15 years later, but...
Yeah, RZA's scoring music for George Lucas or something.
Tarantino.
Real talk, Ghostface is one of the only artists that can get away. He's sweet. And you don't even understand what he's saying.
I love his
code.
He has a line called Wolverine Carnation Milk. Like, what the hell is that?
I know a line you're talking about, too. But, yeah, what?
That album, Fish Scale, had a lot of that on it, too, you know?
Ghostface, personally, is one of the artists that influenced me when I was, like, 15, 16, when I first heard him. And that's why, because he's...
Supreme Clientele.
That album is a classic.
Yeah. He takes the combination of words that don't even make sense, somehow finds them to make sense in your ear, and then it's golden.
Golden, 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 golden.
I wonder if you can get Wolverine Carnation Milk at the same store that you can get hot dog flavored water.
Probably not.
But speaking of new material, do you guys have any new material upcoming that you're releasing, or are you still working on?
It's coming real soon. Aviator Music. J Dunn presents Aviator Music. It's nice. Coming. I'm just trying to make it the best that it can be. So it's taking a little longer, but June 1st, it'll be here June 1st. You got to check out www.jdunn.com.
Where do you guys record at?
Studio A. Studio A is the spot for us. I mean, I got a great engineer there who actually has a Grammy, and that Grammy sits there, and that inspires me. It really does.
See, I always tell my mom that
if and when I win a Grammy, I'm going to give it to her, and I want her to keep it in the bathroom of her house. So that way, when people walk in there and take a piss, they're like, "What
is that? Was that a Grammy?
Yeah, that's John's Grammy. Why is it in the bathroom? He told me he wanted this.
Exactly.
You know? So I have a question. So you've been speaking about Aviator a lot, and it sounds like they get behind you because you get behind them. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
I really respect that because there's a lot of groups that are coming up right now that have mutual respect for each other and push the other as hard, if not harder sometimes, than they push themselves. And it's that reciprocal altruistic relationship between the two parties that elevates both of them higher than they could get. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Tell me more about like what Aviator does for you and what they do to elevate you. Not just that they work with you or work for you. Like, what specifically are they doing to make Jay Dunn, you know, the shit?
The main thing that they do for me is believe. You know, I believe in myself, but when more than one person believes in me, it's like we can't be stopped pretty much, you know? I got my team here, and they saw me like spitting, but honestly, I wouldn't be where I'm at without them. So it's pretty much when I believe and then they do. It's just we building something here. So,
go ahead.
I just say, how did you hook up with this whole team of people?
These are my childhood friends, actually. This is the best way to go in a business, actually.
I grew
up with him. Me and him played basketball. You know, we was on the street together. This is my boy since day one.
Man, I always have dreamed of like a clique or a network of people where it doesn't turn into like a Godfather scenario where Al Pacino's like, "You broke my heart, you broke my childhood, and it doesn't turn into like some elite cannibalistic thing where people have to like turn and try to eat each other and affect with the cast of the radio show. I feel very comfortable about moving forward and not worrying that someone's gonna be talking shit at a certain spot where I'm not, you know, behind your back kind of thing. Same thing with my band, same thing with like a lot of my groups of friends. It's almost like, for lack of a better description, like a blessing to have them kind of people around you, and you know, you don't got to worry about what your boy's going to say somewhere else, or, you know,
exactly,
someone's going to say or do somewhere else.
If they're your boy, they'll just say it right to you.
If you're right.
Yeah.
Just like that's what I say. Yeah. I'd try to really not ever say anything to someone if they weren't there than I would if they were there. Sure, yep. No doubt about it.
Perfect example. I was at a show and I was getting jerked the fuck around. And I'm like, I'm not doing this show. I'm an artist and I deserve something. And Izzy was pretty much like, "Man, we gotta do it." So he pretty much slapped me down. Not literally slapped me, but pretty much told me,
"You gotta play. You're gonna play."
Exactly.
But at least caused you to like take a second and think. Sure, exactly, man. Yep.
Because I was fucking pissed off. I really was.
It's always a tough spot to be in every single band or group or individual, you know, that's in the entertainment industry at one point or another is going to have the shittiest possible show that they can ever have. Whether the mics don't work, the PAs don't work.
maybe a few.
Except us. That's never happened to us.
Yeah, no, the pills are perfect. But it's how you work through it, you know, and grow as an individual in a group, you know, so.
Do you learn more from your success or more from your failures?
Exactly, failures.
You have to fail. You have to fail forward.
Yeah.
You have to fall down, and that's one of the things I like about Dylan over there running the soundboard so much, is he is the most direct person I know.
You've caused him to fail enough times where he still is on board.
You know what? One of Aviator themes is when I win, I win. When I lose, I learn. When I learn, I win. So I win every damn time.
I like it a lot.
Don't dig.
That's a really good...
John Kay's writing that down over there.
It's already in the bank. With
it's
all
a good
the other
way to
cliches.
Look at things.
Downloaded.
It might sound cliche a little bit, but it's a good way to look at everything because, yeah, that's what we do on this earth is learn and make mistakes, learn
create
from them
and
create
a win-win situation.
From them. So now you said jaydun.com. That's jaydun.com.
Yes.
That's the website.
That's everything. You want to know about the shows. You want to know about new music. You want to know about where I'm at on Facebook, Twitter. I'm everywhere. So you got to get on the site for real.
Who's some of your favorite groups or artists that you guys like to perform with?
Well, currently, I'm actually in a bigger camp now called the Axis of Greatness, and that is Detroit City
in Germany. and Italy. No.
Look out, Poland.
Not that. No.
Hamtramck's done for.
Strife. I'm just building a team. Exactly. All of these guys are childhood friends. I'm telling you, we're keeping it close, man. We've been spitting for so long. We've been at the table at the lunchroom, beating on tables and freestyling, and this is the team that I'm comfortable with, you know?
It's awesome.
Very cool, man. So jdunn.com. Thank you guys so much for stopping by today.
Of course, being part of
the interview, giving us some tunes. You guys want to stick around for the rest of the show?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do. So real quick, make sure you want to hear more interviews with rock as well as other genres. Make sure to check out our boy Les Zaldor, a.k.a. the Country Coworker, at ZALDOR.com and at the Detroit Podcasters Network. So, Danny, you have a douchebag this week.
It's the douchebag, it's Danny's dirty douchebag of the week.
So we did something like this before, but in the March Madness theme, I came across this site today that they're doing a March Madness bracket of sorts with various douchebags throughout the year so far, and they've narrowed it down to the final two, which I'll get to in a second. But I just wanted to throw out some of the people who made the final cut and see what you guys thought, and give you my opinion on a couple of people that didn't make the cut, who I feel strongly should have been up there, but. We started off with Kanye West versus John Gosselin, T-Pain, which I don't really understand. I mean,
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's like a mullet. what is T-Pain? What did T-Pain do that was so bad?
I think he's probably just taking heat for having the whole
auto-tuning
being
day.
Pinned on him, right? That shit was being used for a long time before he abused it, but
sure. Still, though.
But like, he's actually pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
Not that I know him, but.
Hey, if you're on Adult Swim, you're cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Was he on Adult Swim?
Yeah, he's on Adult Swim. He's got his own show, Freaknik, the musical. It's an hour-long show every time.
That's funny shit, man.
And it's good?
It's funny.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
On Adult Swim.
It's funny.
An hour-long show of what? Auto-tune?
No.
He played. Okay, all right.
It's a cartoon.
Thank God.
I know it's all about supporting local, but like Adult Swim's grassroots, so fuck it. But he plays a character called Freaknik, who even when he talks, it's all auto-tuned, like with tracking speed set to zero. And he goes to different planets and saves people musically or something like that.
Oh my God. With
it's really funny.
So he makes fun of himself. So he's not a douchebag.
Yes.
Anyone that takes himself too seriously.
And in a commercial too. Yeah.
I don't know though. An hour of T-Pain and auto-tune might be 15 minutes.
He was on Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
He also played Frylock, I think.
Yes.
Aqua Teen
Hunger
Force.
He was on Aqua Teen Hunger Force on an exercise ball. Like
just rolling
doing
the ball the whole time.
Gotta get my strong on.
So there's T-Pain, then there's John Mayer, which of course
makes any douchebag list.
The entire cast of Jersey Shore.
Oh my God.
This
I
kid,
try to not put that in my head, man. Damn.
This kid, I want to.
It's me,
Justin
isn't it?
Justin Bieber. Yeah.
Who is this?
The new little pop darling.
I don't know the funny.
Is that the American Idol guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's like, isn't he like 13, 14, 15, something like that?
Like all these rappers are all over his nuts and shit, and I don't understand.
Because
why.
I know he's about to make some cash.
Does Justin Bieber? Does he also use auto-tune?
I'm sure.
Yes, he does.
I'm going to go ahead and help you out. Everyone uses auto-tune.
Sure they do. Well, especially off a major label in a pop setting, absolutely. Most mainstream artists, you don't need to sing anymore. What's that?
Auto-tune was created to make up for talented artists' lack of sobriety, and now it makes up for sober artists' lack of talent.
I like it. Speaking of auto-tune, Lady Gaga is also on the list. Jay Leno. And so now the final two.
I think the winner should be Jay Leno. We never really talked about that on this show, but
final really? Two, man.
I don't know. So the final two, it's Kanye West and Lady Gaga. So they're going to announce the winner on March 26th.
I mean, other than have a Johnson rod, what did Lady Gaga do?
Yeah, I don't really know. But I
what do you think? What do you think, Danny? Who should take home the prize in that little bracket?
I mean, between the two, I definitely say Kanye, but to me...
I'm going to let you finish, okay? I'm going to let you finish.
To me, I feel like the entire Kardashian family should have made an appearance.
Oh, my God, yes.
I feel like Miley Cyrus should have definitely made an appearance.
Yes.
And actually the entire Cyrus family, or just her and her dad, and then Brett Michaels also should be atop that list.
Isn't he the guy that's like to marry a rock star or something like
that? Rock of Love.
Rock of Love.
Rock Bus of Love. Whatever the fuck
him and Miley Cyrus actually just did a duet. Did you guys hear about
Wait
that?
Wait a minute.
Well, that's not pedophilic.
Brett no,
is that what
the
they're calling? Is that what they're calling statutory rape now? A duet?
A duet.
Well, oh my God.
It's funny that you say that because the lyrics are like, we'll undress each other, we'll blah, blah, blah. It's like the
oh,
sexual song.
God.
And now he's getting all this shit and he's like, what?
You know
like,
what?
It's not. So, you guys have probably heard about this, I'm not sure, but it a high school in Mississippi is facing a huge lawsuit over a decision to cancel a high school prom because two lesbian students were going to attend.
Oh, my, of course.
And
well, they haven't been to the Olin Ezra live shows then, have they?
Definitely not.
All right.
This What's, is 2010, right?
Dude, yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah, exactly.
Give and it up, once again, give it up for the South.
We don't want no lesbos here at our little get-together.
We're still holding on, man.
Yeah, and the lawsuit's been filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. They're alleging that school officials are violating their First Amendment rights, which clearly they are, freedom of expression. This chick who's 18 years old wanted to bring her girlfriend to the prom, and the school got their panties sewed into a bunch about this. That now they've canceled the entire prom, and everybody's getting fucked now because, God forbid, two lesbian students wanted to attend.
All right, great. And now two juggalos are going to go after these lesbians.
And it's all ICP's fault.
Yes.
It's all ICP's fault.
It all comes back
fault.
To Violent J.
What?
Fucking Mississippi.
Let me add, I don't know if you saw the pictures.
Face pain.
Now are these like girly lesbians, or are these the lesbians that are doing ab curls and lifting weights?
They're never the lesbians that you want to see.
Right. Well, you know, I will say I saw the girl, the one girl who I think is the more butchy of the two because she wanted to wear a tux, and she's not bad. I mean, she's not, you know.
She has long hair.
She has long hair, yeah. Okay. She's a little bigger, but my favorite part of the whole thing is the school released a statement in their defense saying they were taking into consideration the education, safety, and well-being of our students.
Yep, because the lesbians are going to come in and steal the one book at the school, so they won't be able to get educated anymore.
Right. Safety, clearly they're a threat to
the ruining
the
family.
Safety.
Exactly.
And well-being.
It's 2010, man. People just like to have sex with things. So just stop, get over it, quit bitching about it because it's not going anywhere, and just find a way to tolerate it.
There's people that dress up in animal suits.
If I
furries,
you know what? If I go to a show and I see two dudes making out, I'm going to be thoroughly disgusted. But at the same time, I'm going to look away and maybe comment to one of my friends like, "That's fucking gross. They need to get the fuck out of here."
I'm not gonna
go up to them or try to cause any problems.
I'd weasel a free beer out of it. My girlfriend would drag me to the gay bar, and I'd have four guys hit on me. And
I've seen John Kay get some gay love on Facebook.
You saw that?
I did.
See,
I did.
I don't know why the gay guys like me, you know, but like, I will take fucking I'll take free alcohol from anyone. I will take free alcohol from anybody. I don't give a shit. And then I'll say thanks, but you're not my type.
Oh, man.
I'm not my type either. It's horrible.
Dude, when you're not your own type, just jump off a bridge.
It's heading that way.
Good time. So, John, you got anything you want to talk about before we close the show out, buddy?
I mean, I'm dead serious. I'm really, really amped up for the April 2nd show the Rack and Roll. Otto Vector did direct support for Bad on Fire for our Christmas party with The Pills. And they're a really tight band, and we're happy to be playing with them again. I've not heard Misery Show, and you really can't find out a whole hell of a lot about them on the internet. I searched for a lot, but Conniption Fit has been around for a while, and I know they're really tight. It's going to be a really good show, and on a personal note, I've got a newfound love for playing the drums that I haven't had since I was, like, in high school, and I am leaving it all up on stage at every show, so I don't know. I'm really excited to just rock the fuck out.
Very cool. Last time I saw you guys, I think it was last month, or maybe the beginning of this month. You guys blew it out, man.
Oh,
it was
the
a
token.
Pretty good show. Yeah, you were the opening band.
Yes, yeah. We had two bands cancel on that show, so we threw ourselves on just to save the show and get people there, you know? Like, we just gave away free tickets or sold them for a buck or whatever just to get people out, and Yeah, man, it was hype. We were very shocked.
Did you want to talk about your DMA nomination?
Oh, now that you bring it up, sure, why not? Bad on Fire is nominated for Outstanding Rock Pop Recording for our latest album, Escape from Hades.
To mention the DMAs is like a very tight little circle, so for like some new blood to break in, you know, it's...
I didn't realize that. Jason from Conniption Fit actually mentioned that on the Facebook too, man. Like, I didn't realize that's what it was, and we're really excited to be nominated. I'm going to roll up in a suit. I'm going to buy a new suit for the occasion. I'm not joking. I need to buy a new suit.
John Kay is going to wear wingtips.
Hey,
don't for the first time.
No, I worked at Men's Warehouse for 3 years. I sold suits.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I sold suits. I managed a store, man. I love dressing up in a suit. Yeah.
Wow.
Now I know how to wear one.
The Windsor not tied, man.
I like a double Windsor. Nice and fat.
Okay.
Nice and fat.
And don't forget the fresh rainbow clown wig.
Yes, right.
With the nice suit, just really sets it off.
Right.
Ties it all together.
I should just get, like, the most gigantic, obnoxious grandmother's brooch and put it on my lapel.
It's got, like, feathers sticking out of it.
feathers and, like, have it shaped like a turtle. What's that for? You know, it's to honor my grandmother.
Grandmother.
And a cane, for sure.
And a cane. I'm not pimping. I want to be, like, GQ. I want to look like Tom Brady on the cover of GQ.
Yikes.
I haven't
better made. Than looking like Ben Roethlisberger anywhere. Oh!
Oh. And on that note.
Yeah, on that note. Well, John, thank you for taking the time out to be a part of the show today.
And drive you here.
And, yeah, giving my broke ass a ride. Appreciate it.
Is that how he did it? He's like, you want to be on the show today?
You want to be on? Hey, man, we'll get you on the show. You just got to drive to the back of this one
area. Can
you
scoop me up?
Yeah, you gotta drive to, like, the most secluded location in the trailer park, pick me up, and then take me to Detroit.
I've got two new bullet holes in the car, so. Nice. But, you know, it's cool. Looks like the RV from the Goonies.
Jay Dunn. Izzy, thank you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Most definitely, man.
For now, Izzy, I didn't realize you were so talkative, man. Like, you know, everyone else is trying to talk, man. You just keep.
Nah, talking ain't my thing. My thing is show up to support Jay Dunn.
I love it.
Cool.
I love it.
It's a beautiful thing.
Action speaks louder than words.
JAYDUN.com. So thank you, sir. So for myself, John Kay has to drive me home. The lovely Miss Danny Catastrophe.
Peace out.
And L. Magnano.
Thanks to Jay Dunn, Aviator Music. What up?
And thanks for having me, guys. It was a real pleasure. I had a lot of fun.
Cool, man.
Thanks for coming out.
Anytime, buddy. We're going to take you out to some more Jay Dunn, only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Tell them what you want to do.
I want to get my hands up in the sky.
What you want to do?
I want to get my hands up in the sky.
What they want to do?
I wanna get my hands up in the sky.
The sky,
sky,
the
sky, 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 sky.
Listen here, get your hands up in the sky. I'm gonna show you I'm that guy. I'm gonna come through Marty McFly with that Windsor knotted up tie. Fresh, clean, on the best team. Holla at my dad, got the best jeans. Not gonna brag, forget about swag. Forget about class, let's have a blast. I can do math, me plus you. Multiply love, divide by the truth. Race to the two, so we squared. I'm not gonna cheat, I'ma play fair. Just recognize, I got flair. Then recognize, they call me Fred Astaire. So don't get mad when they stop instead. If you the chief of staff, I am the mayor. Get your hands up in the sky. Get your hands up in the sky. Better get your hands, get your hands, get your hands up in the sky. Get your hands up in the sky. Better get your hands up in the sky. Get your hands, get your hands, get your hands up in the sky. Check it out. Guess you are my starship. I'm gonna take you up out of hardship. Just don't be lazy and lethargic. I'm gonna get you out the Antarctic. Out of the cold, in with the new. This is what I want you to do. Put your hands up like I just robbed you. I don't wanna hear how you forgot to. That is an unacceptable excuse. You better get live, don't be a recluse. I figured you out, call me a sleuth. And without a doubt, this is the proof. This is the proof, let them know.
I wanna put my hands in the sky.
Get my hands in the sky. Why don't you
back and make you aware. Next time your hands are not up, next time I will blow the spot up. You've been told, you've been warned. Don't try me, or I'll bring a swarm of the lyrics, beat, skills, and the style that'll make you get your hands up and get wild.
Get your hands up in the sky.